弟兄姊妹早晨。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
喺我公司咧，出嚟就有个健身嘅会啊。
There's a fitness club that's right outside of my company.
咁我成日晏昼出嚟咧，见好多人咧喺上边嚟跑步，跑步机跑步。
In the afternoon, when I come out for lunch, I oftentimes look and there in that particular building are many individuals that are walking on the treadmill.
我就觉得哎呀，这个世代的人真的太舒服，没事做。
And to me,
上一代做事那么辛苦，所以呢要找些东西来跑步。
To me, my reaction is, boy, look at all these people. They don't have anything better to do. They have to spend their time exercising. Perhaps it's because of the stress that they undergo in their regular work.And so they take it all out to relieve their stress by exercising.
不同上一代的人工作已经很劳苦，回去就睡觉了。
It's quite different from the generation, one generation ago, who worked so hard with their work that all they can do is to go home and rest.
这班人呢，吃饱饭没事做，做完工还会跑步。
But this group, this new generation, not only do they spend their time at work, but then after that, then they go forward and exercise, to spend the time, to do that.
过咗冇几耐咧，我都搞一个跑步机。
But not long thereafter, I've also
系啊，终于搞咗个跑步机，系有个跑步机。
I now have a treadmill at home.
因为我都觉得需要跑下步。
Because I'm come to feel that I need it as well.
因为人真系需要运动。
Because there is a need for physical exercise.
早上咧，想同大家交通一下属灵嘅运动。
But today I wanted to talk about spiritual exercise with everyone.
我是需要运动，属灵都需要运动。
Spiritually speaking, we also need to exercise.
我是来读一节的圣经。
Let's read a passage from the Bible.
在哥罗西书第二章第六节。
Recorded in Colossians chapter 2, beginning with verse 6.
哥罗西书第二章第六节第七节。
Actually, it's Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7.
请听我读。
Please listen as I read.
你们既然接受了主基督耶稣，就当遵他而行，在他里面生根建造，信心坚固，正如你们所领的教训，感谢的心也更增长了。
Reading verses 6 and 7, I'm reading from the NASB. What's recorded up there is actually the King James Version. So reading from NASB, Therefore, as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him.Having been firmly rooted and now being built up in him and established in your faith, just as you were instructed and overflowing with gratitude.
很多时候讲完道，弟兄都会问我，今天那些堂道的题目是什么？我拗头，神想好老实话都给他听。
Oftentimes, after the message is finished, the brothers who serve in audio ministry comes up and ask me, what is the theme?So that we can label your message for this morning. And sometimes I would have to scratch my head and thinking, what was my theme?
今天呢很清楚这个题目呢在它里边来到行走。
But today's message is very clear. The theme is very clear. And that is, walk in him.
是的。这个中文圣经是遵他而行。英文其实呢就是在它里边来到行走。
And there's a different sense.Between the Chinese translation and the English translation, but essentially it is to walk in Him, just as it's stated.
在祂裡邊來行走。
That we are walking in Christ.
記不記得呢在我想一兩個月之前不是跟大家交通到這個以色列人他們這個進迦南得到地之後他們分地的情形的。
So recall, several weeks ago, probably a month or so ago,I had a chance to share with brothers and sisters regarding the Israelites and how they entered into the land of Canaan and they were at the point where they were to divide up the land.
然之后有两个半支派的人他要翻翻到去要求翻翻到去河东地。
But two and a half tribes made a request of the whole congregation that they would remain east of the river.
并且他们在这里起一个的政坛。
Not only were they going to be moving there, but also that they were going to build an altar at the border.
一个的政坛就是为见证
It's an altar for testimony or to witness this whatever it is that they want to witness.
其實呢個壇呢,其實個喺聖經裡面凡壇的作用呢,都是為著獻祭而用的。
From the Bible, we know that all altars serve a particular purpose, and that purpose is for worship.
但是他这个坛不是为着献祭,
but they did not build an altar for worship.
他这个坛只是为着怕人家说,以后你不属于我们,见证我们虽然在河东,但我们是你们中间的一群来的。
This altar was built with a specific purpose, and that was that it would serve as a witness or a testimony that even though this 2.5 tribes was going to be living east of the Jordan River, that they were still going to be a part of the people that was west of the Jordan
River.
But the problem though is that God's heart was focused squarely on the land west of the Jordan River. But for this group of individuals, along the way as they were walking with the Lord, that this was a price that they were not willing to pay. Because they kept a treasure in their heart. And that's why they had to, in essence, carry a cross on their neck to tell everyone that they are Christians. But within them, there was no, that reality was not true.
用今天的话来说,
from our, to put it in terms today, for us to understand, they are really following the Lord from afar.
这个是作为我们今天信主的一个尴尬。
And this really is a shame that we see for us today.
作为我们的一个example,一个尴尬,不要像他们这样。
This should be an example for us that we should not be like them.
盼望大家還記得一次,我一次訊息是這樣交通道的。
Brothers and sisters may recall that was the essence of my sharing last time.
亦都提醒,有一天如果我們要出去外面聚會,你真的要小心。
It was also, we can also go off from that particular point to say, you have to be very careful if you were, for whatever reason, to go forward and to hope to find a place of assembly, of worship in this outside, in the world outside.
不是所有挂着十字架的地方都是主心意的地方。
Just because there is a cross that's hung outside a building does not mean that that particular place is a place that the Lord welcomes.
因为有些人,他想人家知道他是属于基督的,但他未必一定能跟得上。
The cross that's hung merely reflects the desire of the people within to inform others that they are like Christ, and yet they may or may not have that true heart in them. We have to be especially astute and to listen to what they are saying. In the gospel that they preach, is there the cross that is there in the message?
十字架是不是他所传福音里面的一个部分?
Is the cross a part, an integral part of the message?
并且走十字架道路是不是他所传福音整个救恩里面的一部分?
And the way of the cross, is that what they teach? And also, is the way of the cross a critical part of the message that they are preaching?
可能是这样的,你可以留在那个地方聚会。
If it is, then yes, this is a place where we are able to stay and worship.
可能他将十字架其中一部分拿去了,虽然他有外边的十字架,这个不是神心意的地方。
But if any assembly takes away from the cross in their messages in which they preach, then that is not a place that we would, should feel welcome.
就像今天我们这段圣经,哥罗西书2章6至7节。
Just as in this particular verse, in verses 6 and 7 of Colossians chapter 2, these individuals here did not walk outside of Christ.
Not in him.
They're not walking in Christ.
因为呢,因为他们在河西地,
sorry, the alluding once again to the Israelites who were living or who wanted to stay east of the Jordan River, they did not have, they were not walking in Christ because in him, in their hearts was a desire to live
east of the Jordan River.
因为迦南地的预表就是基督。
Because Canaan, after all, is a type or represents Jesus Christ.
当日是迦南地,今日属灵来讲就是基督。
So, in that particular day and generation, it was the land of Canaan. But applied to today, what was applicable for us today is the matter of being in Christ.
迦南地就是基督的丰富。
Canaan has the riches, the abundance of Christ.
当你在迦南地的时候,就在基督的丰富里面来行走。
When you are within the boundaries of Canaan, then you are within the abundance and the richness of Christ.
当日神是跟约书亚这么说的,在约书亚的一章三节,四节是这样跟我说的。
In Joshua chapter 1 verses 3 and 4, it tells us, records for us what Joshua said. What God said to Joshua.
凡你脚掌所踏之地,我都照着我应许摩西话赐了给你。
Again, in NASB, it reads, every place on which the sole your foot treads, I have given it to you, just as I have spoken to Moses.
然后神就将个境界话给这个约书亚听,就是话给摩西听。Then,
God was speaking to Moses, actually, but now those words are given to Joshua, and he paints out or delineates the boundary of the land.
但你必须留心,神给约书亚或者摩西的这个地界,有一个条件,就是你要脚要踩下去。But
you have to understand too, even though the boundaries are given, there is a qualification. And that qualification is that your foot, the sole of your foot, must walk on it.
即是要在上面走过才是你的,不是走过不是你的。
That means that even though the boundary is given, you have to actually physically walk onto it before that becomes your land. If you have not physically walked along that on a particular part, then that part is not yours.
即是意思神有个应许地给你。
That means God actually has a promised land that's given.
甚至乎神已经应许过他的祖先,亚伯拉罕,以撒,雅各,都是一直是这个应许的。
And in fact, this promise was given to the forefathers, their forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. All of them was included in this promise.
神应许亚伯拉罕,你的后裔要成为大国。And
God has already promised Abraham that his descendants would be a great nation.
很多,好像天上的星,地上的沙洋。
They will number as the stars in the sky and as the sand by the shore.
我只有一个国,当然有国民,有国王,还有呢?
Now, a country must, of course, have a lead, a head, and of course must have the citizens, but they also must have their property. So God has already promised Abraham that a kingdom shall be given to
him.
And this kingdom occupies a particular piece of land. And this is the land. But now, as Joshua is about to enter into the land and take hold of it,
神告诉他,你的脚掌所踏之处,我都赐给你。即是说,你的脚掌没有踏到的地方,不会赐给你。
Now God tells Joshua, this is the land I'm going to give you, but you must walk on it. And wherever you walk, that becomes yours. In other words, if you don't walk on a piece of particular property, then that property is not yours.
意思就是说,神在早前向阿伯拉罕以撒,
In other words, God has provided in His promise the potential or the possibility that this land would be fully yours.
但神人必须领受这个应许。
But man must, of course, accept that promise from God.
今天用着今天的话来讲呢,就是当我们得救的时候呢,或在我们得救之前,神已经将一个属灵的丰富
And if we apply it to us today, that means at the time that you believe in the Lord, or even prior to the time that you believe in the Lord, God has predestined to provide this abundance to you.
在这个以弗所书一章第三节那里是这样讲的。
In Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3, it tells us this.
就是说, 祂在基督里面,陈赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
It says that He has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ.
有没有? 曾经,即是已经给过了我们,是吧?
It says blessed is in the past tense. That means it's already been given to us.
神在天上曾经已经将各种
好多各样属灵福气俾过我哋，好似佢应许亚伯拉罕一样。
God has already given to us all the heavenly blessings, just as He had promised Abraham back in His day.
啊，就好似神喺创造世界以前咧，喺基督里边选择咗我哋，即系话你未出世，神喺创造基喺创造呢个世界以前咧，已经喺基督里边拣咗你啦。
And it says, goes on to say, just as He chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world. That means that before we were even formed, that God has chosen you in Christ.
叫我们在他里面，我们在他的面前成为圣洁无有瑕疵。
So that we would be holy and blameless before Him.
又因为爱我们的缘故呢，按着自己旨意所喜悦的，预定我们得着耶稣，得着藉着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
So that in love He predestined us to adoption as sons through Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the kind intentions of God's will.
嗱，我哋睇见喎，喺我哋未出世以前，喺创造世界以前，神已经将呢一切预定咗俾埋我哋添噶啦。
So notice that even prior to our birth, the prior before we were formed, that God has already promised this, already predestined it for us to have.
嗱，就好似神应许亚伯拉罕一样。
Just like God had promised Abraham.
指住将来的事，虽然看不见，但已经预咗俾你噶啦。
God was pointed to something that was going to happen in the future. Even though you might not be able to physically see it, yet it is going to happen.
啊，今日你坐喺边度咧？我问大家。
So brothers and sisters, where are you seated today?
你梗系坐啊，我坐喺张凳度，你问我嘅吓。
Of course, your logical answer would be, well, I'm sitting on a chair.
我话俾你听，你还坐喺一个地方，你可能知道，你可能唔知道。
But let me tell you something. You actually are seated in another place. I don't know if you're aware of it or not.
哦，原来已经基督一同坐喺天上边。
You are already seated in the heavenly places with Christ.
我以为我将来被提嘅时候到天上边先至与主同坐啫，唔系，圣经唔系咁讲噶噃。
You might think, no, wait, shouldn't I have a place with Christ in the future? Come that day when the rapture comes and I'm taken to be with Him? No, that is not what the Bible says.
嗱，请睇以弗所书第二章第五节第六节。
So let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
啊，第五节第六节。
Verses 5 and 6.
有啲我哋经历咗嘅吓，当我们死在过犯中嘅时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。呢个我哋知道啦。
Okay, so we know some of this already. That we have been.
第二章第五节。
That we were dead in our transgressions and we have been made alive together with Christ. We have been saved through faith. Yes. Saved through grace, yes, we already know that.
第六节，他又叫我们与基督一同活过来，一同坐在天上。
But it goes on to tell us specifically, it says, and raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
这个不是将来的事。
Now, this is not what's going to happen in the future.
你看见什么？是已经叫我与他一同复活，一同坐在天上。
And once again, if you notice the tense, it says, He has already done it. He has raised us and has seated us.
咁你就睇见啦，原来今日信主嘅人有一个地位。
So this allows us understanding. Today, believers are in a position.
我哋有一个属天嘅地位。
We have a heavenly position.
啊，我哋原来以主耶稣复活嘅时候，我哋已经一同与佢嚟复活。
And the moment in time when Jesus Christ was resurrected, we too were resurrected with Him.
啊，并且咧，唔单止复活，并且我哋喺天上边有一个属灵嘅地位，属天嘅位份。
But not only were we resurrected, we were given a place in the heavenly places.
我已经脱离咗呢个魔鬼嘅捆绑，我喺天上边与王有同坐嘅。
We were taken away from the binds of Satan, and we were brought to be seated together with Him in the heavenly places. So it tells us that we have a heavenly position.
我有一个属天的地位。
There's a status there, that there is a heavenly place.
原来我真系咁咩噶？我有一个属天的位置喺嗰度，有个名喺嗰度嘅吓。
You might feel very good about it. Wow, I have a heavenly place.
但虽然我哋有一个属天的位置吓。
But let me tell you, even though we have a heavenly place,
但我哋还是要亲自去得着呢啲嘅实际。
But it requires for us to access it in order for it to be ours.
要成为这个 reality, 一定 要支取的。
And we must access it so that it becomes a reality for us.
啊，今天我们都有一个属天的地位。
All of us, we have that heavenly position.
啊，讲了这么久，希望大家明白，我用旧约，用新约，希望大家明白，我们有一个地位，但是都同时需要有实际。
I hope brothers and sisters understand after we have already spent this time going back and forth between the Old Testament and the New Testament. But basically, we have a heavenly position.
啊，如何在旧约里面神应许列祖他们会得到一个国，但是去到约书亚时代，他必须亲自走入迦南地，每一个一脚要踏上去那个应许，那个地才成为他的。
Just as it was, just as we see in the Old Testament time,God had already given to them the promise of the land. But then when it was to be realized in Joshua's time, they must walk upon that land in order for the land to become theirs. That is the analogy.
啊，同样的在今天，甚至乎在我们未出世以前，我们未信主以前，神已经命定了我们得着基督的丰富，并将所有属灵各样丰富赐过给属乎他的人。
The analogy with us today, which is, today, even before we were born, before we were formed, God has promised to us that all the heavenly blessings in Christ Jesus ready and prepared for us to have.
啊，但是我们都必须好像哥罗西书所说，我们需要在它里面要行走。
But just as it was recorded in Colossians for us, we have to walk in it. Before it becomes ours.
因为有了这个地位是叫你有可能得着。
Having the position means that there is a potential, the possibility that it can be yours.
啊，但倘若你不在里面行走，这些神的应许你都会失去。
But if you do not walk in it, if you are not walking in it, then all the promises are not going to be given, none of the promise will be given to you.
啊，譬如我举一个例子，
Let me give you an example.
啊，圣经里边嘅例子。
An example that we find in the Bible.
我知道哥林多啊地方嘅圣徒咧，我叫做圣徒，好多嘅问题嘅。
We know, just historically speaking, the church at Corinth, the Corinthians, even though we still call them the church at Corinth, they actually were filled with many many problems.
啊，里边嗰啲人咧，我叫做圣徒嘅。
Now, there are saints in terms of the people whom we are addressing.
啊、但佢里边有各种各样嘅罪恶喺里边。
But the Bible also delineates the various sins that they were committing、
啊。但喺哥林多前书一章二节嗰度咧，佢写信俾佢嘅时候咧，就写信喺嗰啲蒙召作圣徒嘅，就是、哥林多地方嘅人。
But in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 2, it's very clear that to address them, it's addressed as to the church of God who is at Corinth、
啊。因为咧啊。有些圣经讲叫做 saints 啊，啊啊啊，俾呢度啊，佢 church 啊，有地方系讲佢蒙召作圣徒嘅啊。
There's a translation here, here is translated to be the church of God, but there are some translations that translate this particular word to saints. So it says to the saints of God.
或者后边嗰句咧，后边个蒙召作圣徒就 called to be saints 啊。
Maybe it's also referenced later on in the middle of the verse. It says saints by calling.
系啦。咁咧，虽然一啲咁嘅人啊，咁多老教嘅嘢，但佢都话系被称作圣徒，因为点解咧？佢哋无论如何已经信主嘅时候，主为佢预备一个地位喺天上边，佢哋喺天上边有个神，有个地位，但喺地上边咧，佢还未得着嗰个实际。
Now these were called saints, even though they were still committing sins in their lives. So for them, the reality is that when they believed upon Jesus Christ.God has already prepared a place for them in the heavenly places. But reality-wise, for them right where they're at, they have yet to realize the reality of the heavenly places.
再睇下哥林多前书六章第十一节。
Let's look at that 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 11.
呢度讲到佢中间有啲人从前都系咁样好拗教嘅。
Now, prior to this, the content of this particular verse tells us that they were filled with lots and lots of sins.
啊、但是呢你已经被而家唔同啦，藉住我主耶稣嘅灵已经洗净成圣清义了。
But here verse 11 it tells us such, meaning all these other sins, such were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
一班咁嘅人，圣经里边话佢哋系已经成圣添啊。
It tells us, the Bible tells us that this group of sinners were already called saints.
虽然有咁多拗教嘅嘢。
They were already sanctified, even though they were so filled with many sins still.
啊，所以咧，我可以称呼你乜乜圣徒，乜乜圣徒，乜乜圣徒，你唔好太开心，因为你有圣徒嘅地位，你未必有圣徒嘅实际啊。
Now, if I call you saint, whoever, don't be so happy, because all really means is that you have the potential, or that you are in a position to be a saint, yet in reality, you may or may not live out that type of life.
所以今天的交通呢，主要就希望大家知道我们有这个地位，我们怎么样可以进入实际的里面。
So today's sharing really is to focus on this fact. Yes, each one of us are already given that position, but how do we walk in such a way that that reality becomes our reality?
我们回来哥罗西书二章第六节、第七节，就今天我要讲的。
So let's go back from the very beginning, Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7.
我们再来到看这节圣经讲四样事情。
There are four things listed out here in these two verses. We're going to focus on them today.
第一，你们既然接受了耶稣基督，第一就接受了。
The first is, you have received Christ Jesus the Lord.
第二点呢，很自然的，就应当在他里面来行走，是第二点。
The second point,is a natural progression from having received him, which is naturally, so walk in him.
第三点、第四点是连住的，然之后在他里面要生根，然之后要建造。
And then it's closely connected to the next two things, which are having to be firmly rooted in him, and then also to be built up in him.
既然有第一点，就是说今天有些人接受了耶稣，但呢，佢冇喺里边行走啊。
There is a first point, which is to receive him. So that means that there are many people who might have already received him, but then do they walk in him?
有啲冇行走啊。
Perhaps many of them do not walk in him.
今日咧好多人啊，识得食饭，但唔识得运动啊。
Today, many of us know how to eat, but maybe many of us don't know how to exercise.
冇运动嘅人咧，你就知道咧。佢身體好多問題出現，會黐肥啊。
You know full well that if you don't exercise, that there will be consequences to that fact. It's possible that you become obese.
啲人點解唔運動呢？因為咧要付出勞力啊嘛。
Well, why don't people exercise? Well, it's because it requires some effort on their part.
要時間啊嘛。
It requires time.
咁有啲人好聰明，發明咗好多嗰啲運動器材，我其實我唔係幾相信嘅。
You know, because of that situation, it now has, there are many cottage industries that's popped up, to help people, to have fitness equipment to help them to exercise.
有啲啊，有两种我话你听啊，我唔信噶吓。
Now, there are two specific ones that I've seen, but I don't trust in it.
一种咧就喺个肚腩嗰度咧打一条带，嗰条带就会震嘅。按电就会震啊，话震多几多次咧，你咧就条腰会瘦几多寸噶啦吓。
One is a band that you put around your abdomen, and it's electrically stimulated so that it vibrates. So if you increase the power, then of course it vibrates more. Supposedly, then the more it vibrates, the more calories that you burn as you sit there.
另一只咧，嗰啲叫夏威夷椅系嘛？喺个系咁转，系咁转，系咁转咧。咁咧就轉到你個肚咧，又會瘦咗啲嘅嚇。
I'm not quite sure. Hawaiian chair.
Yeah.
Okay.
冇睇電視啊。
No, I don't. So there's this other one also that's called a Hawaiian chair, and so it moves in different ways. It swivels and moves, and so the more you sit on it, of course, then the more you swivel and move, the more calorie it burns, and so therefore you slim down.
我諗嗰啲就轉得多，或者去多幾次廁所，但係咧唔會叫你瘦啊。
Maybe if you sit on it and you swivel a lot, it causes you to go to the bathroom more, but I'm not quite so sure about the efficacy of losing weight with it. Because realistically, it's someone else moving for you. You're not really moving yourself. It's called exercise, but it's really the machine that's exercising on your behalf. You're not exercising.
你睇下人做運動都可以咁懶㗎。
Look at how lazy we have become. We create machines that help us to exercise.
但呢個我哋要去喺基督裏邊行走咧，要出力嘅。
But to walk in Christ means that we have to exert the effort.
我哋唔可以淨係走嚟聽。
We can't just come and listen.
啊，欣賞人哋嗰啲交通。
I really admire that person's sharing.
啊，咁你就以為你得啦，你都唔得嘅。
And then you think, oh, I got it now, but that's not true.
啊，今日咧好多嘅啊基督徒咧信咗主之後咧冇聽過佢禱告嘅。
There are many Christians that they've accepted the Lord, but never once would you ever hear them open up in prayer to pray to God.
因為佢生活裏邊冇經歷啊。
Why?It's because they don't have experience in their day-to-day life.
他只是听了那就以为是了。
Because they just heard and they thought, well, I got it.
他说你既然接受了主耶稣，接受了就搞定了，第时可以上天堂搞定了，啊，但他没有做属灵运动。
So they look at the first part and say, well, therefore you have received Christ Jesus. Oh great, I've received Christ Jesus. That means that I'm destined to go to heaven. But the problem is, they never exercise.They never put themselves through exercise.
所以那个灵性呢没长进。
And that's why their spiritual maturity is lacking.
啊，很多时候跟一些基督徒聊天啊，哇，哪里餐馆，哪里好吃啊，他又厉害。
If you talk to some Christians, they're so well versed. Oh, that particular restaurant is really, really hot. Or we go there to eat, that's a really, really good place to eat.
哪里超市场那天卖便宜他又知道啊。超過市場邊度賣平，佢就知道。
So they know the stock market and supermarket. So they know the supermarket that oh there's a sale there, there's a sale here.
啊，但係咧，嗰一講屬靈嘅嘢咧，完全唔懂嘅。
But once you change the subject to spiritual matters, then all of a sudden it's like they draw a blank.
啊，甚至講完道咧，哎呀，三妹，你今日講道好好聽，我好中意你講嗰個 Hawaiian chair 啊。
Even if they sit down and listen to a sermon, they might come up to me later on today and say, oh, Simon, that was a very good sharing that you had. I love what you were talking about, the Hawaiian chair.
好夠分裂啊。
It's so funny.
我聽見我的心都沉咗啊。
But if you say that to me or you give me that comment, my heart would just sink.
因為裡面沒辦法接受沒有屬靈的運動。
Because there's no spiritual exercise that we have put upon ourselves.
講佢喺咁兩哎究竟我怎样在基督里面来行走呢?
So then you might ask the next logical question, how do I walk in him?
在基督里面行走呢, 讲这行呢, 有方向的。
Now, to walk in Christ, first of all, there is a direction.
并且呢, 这个是一个, 连续不断的。
And it is a consistent and continuous process.
不是中间行下, 中间又不行下。
It's not,Oh, if I feel like it, I'll take a walk. If I don't feel like it, I won't.
啊，圣经里边有教导我哋点样行走。
The Bible actually teaches us how to walk.
我想今日讲三个行走啊。
I would like to share just three particular points that the Bible gives us in terms of how to walk.
啊，第一个系记载以弗所书五章第二节。
The first is recorded in Ephesians chapter 5 verse 2.
也要凭爱心行事。
It says and walk in love.
啊，英文就系好好啦，唔系凭爱心行事，喺爱里边嚟行走。
It is not to do it by love, but rather the English, which is the Chinese. The English is more clear. It says to walk in love.
啊，因为我哋主就是爱，所以我喺爱里边嚟行走。
Just as Because Christ is love, and therefore we must walk in love.
啊，喺啊爱里边，如果要讲咧，我哋可以讲一堂讲，但啊都冇办法详细讲。但系咧，你记得喺哥林多前书十三章里边讲到乜嘢系爱。
Now, if we were to look at this particular topic, the topic of love, we can spend an hour of time talking about it. So we're not going to do that. But don't forget.What is recorded in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, it tells us, it defines for us what love is.
啊，你每一日你嘅活出嚟，唔系一定系作事，你嘅活出嚟系因着你爱主嘅缘故。
Each and every day, your life. Now, we're not talking about your daily act. We're not talking about the activities, but this saying in general, your life that you live every single day, it must be because out of.You live it out of love for the Lord.
啊，基督点样写咗自己，我亦都应当如何写咗自己嚟爱啊我哋嘅弟兄姊妹。
Oh, just as Christ gave himself to us as he loved us, so therefore we must also give of ourselves to love brothers and sisters.
呢个 表同埋爱主，这个表现出来咧系多方多面嘅。
To love brothers and sisters and also to love the Lord. Now there are many many applications to this.
啊，但我哋必须要有主嘅爱喺我哋里边，我呢个系需要操练嘅。
But first and foremost, we have to have the love of Christ indwell us. But it requires for us to put it into practice.
啊，但当你去爱弟兄姊妹嘅时候咧，你里边有好多牢骚出嚟，你里边有冇嗰个爱咧？
There are many things that come out when you have interactions with brothers and sisters, but is there a pure love that flows out in your interactions with them?
可能开始你想去服侍弟兄姊妹，服侍啊服侍啊，不过呢个又唔妥，那个又唔掂，你里边好多对佢不满，好多公义，好多律法都出晒嚟噶啦。
Maybe you have the good intent, oh, I'm going to serve brothers and sisters. And so you go forward and do it. But as you interact with them, you realize, oh, there's a problem there. Oh, she has this problem, or there's that problem. Then all of a sudden, there's a lot of judgment, there's a lot of law that comes into your head, and you now judge them.
啊，再来一个，我哋唔讲爱啦，啊，暂时放低爱，吓唔系唔讲爱，吓我哋讲爱。OK， 啊，继续下一点，喺啊光明里边行走，啊，喺呢个约翰一书一章七节。
So this is the first thing, so we're not going to delve into it much more. It's not so much that we don't want to, but it's just that we're going to put it aside for now. The second point of how to walk, we must walk in light.
啊，约翰一书啊一章七节。
This is recorded in 1 John chapter 1 verse 7.
我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交。
But if we walk in the light, just as he himself is in the light,we have fellowship with one another.
头先讲系喺爱里边嚟行走，第二点喺光明里边嚟行走。
So the first point was that we need to walk in love. Here it tells us that we also must walk in light.
啊，我哋知道如果系喺一个黑暗嘅房里边你要行咧，我哋系冇方向嘅。
We know full well if we were locked up in a darkened room, we would have no sense of direction.
啊，但系咧，如果喺神嘅光里边你要行走咧，我哋行走系有目的嘅。
But if we walk in God's light,Now we have a purpose.
啊，神就系嗰个大光啊。
And for God is that great light.
喺我里边有个小嘅亮光喺度，升喺我里边。
Within us, there is a small light, which is the Holy Spirit.
啊，但系咧，啊，义人嘅路越走越光明嘅。
But the path of a righteous man becomes more and more enlightened.
啊，因为佢里边越嚟越接受神嘅更多更多嘅光照。
Because that righteous man would receive on a continuous basis more and more of God's light. So therefore, they become more enlightened.
在属乎主的人，他身在光里边的行走呢，不是根据世上边的是与非。
A child of God does not live their life based upon the things or the trends or the matters of this world.
不是根据世界上面讲是或不是。
It's not based on the standards that the world has set as what is appropriate or what is not appropriate.
或者世界上面所讲好或不好。
Not based on what the world deems as being good or bad.
很多时候我们以为在光明里面行走就是无罪。
A lot of times, our conception is that if I walk in light, that means that I have no sin.
脱离咗罪就在光明里面行走了。
That I'm able to separate myself from my sinful, my sins, and therefore I'm able to walk in light.
啊，这个当然啦，因为佢神嘅儿子嘅血洗干净我哋嘅罪，所以咧喺光明里边行走嘅人咧系已经脱离咗罪啦。
Well, on the one hand, this is absolutely true. Why? Because Jesus Christ cleansed us from all our sins and iniquities. So therefore, someone who is righteous is devoid of those sins and iniquities.
啊，但系咧，啊，我哋凡事都可作。因为凡事都可作，但不都有益处。呢啲凡事都可作，唔系讲罪嘅事，系讲同罪无关嘅事，系凡事都可以作嘅。
But there's another aspect of living. We draw from the Bible tells us that all things are possible, but not all things are profitable. So these things are not. We're not talking about what is sin and what is not sin, but talking about things that are outside of sin, but yet.Although many things are possible for us to do, not all things are profitable for us to do.
好多嘢都可以做，但对我哋未必一定有益处。
Many things we can get involved with, but it may not necessarily be beneficial to us.
所以有阵时我哋问：哎呀，呢件事做唔做得？呢件事做唔做得？其实我里边有圣灵嘅带领。
Many times we ask, we want to know, oh, should I do this? Can I do this? But in reality, we have the Holy Spirit actually that would lead us from in our hearts.
你必须要操练。
But you must first exercise.
啊，因为我哋如果唔操练里边接受圣灵嘅带领嘅时候咧，你唔学识点样样喺光中嚟行走。
If you do not exercise, put into practice, if we do not practically learn how to be led by the Holy Spirit, then you are not going to be able to be led by the Holy Spirit.
啊，慢慢咧，这个感觉咧就越嚟越微弱，越嚟越微弱，你感觉唔到啦。
And that sense of the Holy Spirit, if we continue to avoid being practicing it, that sense of the Holy Spirit will dim and dim and dim to a point where you will not be able to sense it anymore.
啊，这个是一个很堕落的世代啊。
This is such a fallen generation that we live in.
星期日过都嚟聚会。
Every Sunday we come together for worship.
但我哋平时嗰啲生活，我哋要留心。
But what about the rest of the week?We have to be mindful about how we live the rest of the week.
我哋有冇生活喺呢个黑暗嘅里边
？Do we live in darkness?
属灵嘅黑暗嘅里边
？We're talking about spiritual darkness.
哇！你一上网，哇，好多奇灵古怪嘅人、犯罪嘅嘢，全部入翻嚟。
You get onto the internet, and all of a sudden, you have full access to every perverse or wicked thing that anyone can dream up. It's all within your access.
有冇活喺平时喺一个黑暗嘅里边？啊，星期日我嚟呢度交差，你唔系活喺光明嘅里边，你系活喺黑暗嘅里边。
If we live that way in our day-to-day lives, 6 days out of the week, and yet then we come here thinking, well, this is my light. We are not really living in light.
我需要被提醒。
We need to be reminded.
啊，另外一点啊，第三点。
There's a third point of how to walk.
我要在真理里面行走。
We have to walk in truth.
在约翰三书第四节。
In 3 John chapter 1 verse
4. 那里没写到。约翰三书第一章而已第四节。
It's actually only one chapter in 3 John, so it may not be on the overhead there, but it's actually 3 John chapter 1 verse 4.
我听见我的儿女按真理而行，其实就在真理里面行走。
I have no greater joy than this to hear of my children walking in the truth. So this matter, this point, walk in truth.
咁就係話意思，我哋必須認識聖經神嘅話。
In other words, we have to know what is in the Bible, what is the Word of God.
啊，然之後我先可能按住聖經嘅真理嚟行走。
Then and only then will you be able to walk in the truth.
啊，有好多人唔明白點解？哎呀！哦，尤其初信啦，点解啊旧约里边嘅神咁残忍啊，杀咁多人
？Some people don't understand. Maybe they misconstrue. They, especially young Christians, they might look at the Old Testament and say, "Oh, how come God is so merciless?"
啊，喺旧约里边啊，佢哋唔知道啊，原来啊神系一位喺真理里边啊嘅神嚟嘅，真理嘅神嚟嘅。
Because that's all they see in the Old Testament. They don't realize that God is a righteous God.And that's the truth of God's nature.
啊，今日好多人强调啊爱，头先我讲喺爱里边行走，爱好紧要，但爱都有一个嘅圈，有一个范围嘅。
Earlier we had said we have to walk in love, which is absolutely true, but we cannot go overboard because even in love there is a boundary that is set.
啊，呢个范围咧系真理。
And this the boundary that sets what sets that boundary for us in regards to love, it is the truth.
啊，离开咗真理，啊，冇办法爱嘅。
Outside of the truth, we cannot extend love.
与真理有抵触嘅，你冇办法去爱嘅。
If outside of the boundary that are already set by the truth, we cannot embrace it.
啊，今日好多人好容易啊，你冇爱心嘅。
Some people are very easy for it to roll off their tongues. The comment, "Oh, you have no love."
我好少人听嘅话，你都冇真理嘅。
But how often have you heard someone say, you have no truth?
我是不会这样讲的，我就是，哎，你没爱心。
We're never going to say that. You just hear the comment, oh, that person has no love.
同真理有抵触的，不能够爱。
But if it's outside of the boundaries of the truth, we cannot embrace it and love it.
啊，必须割爱。
It must be,
要割咗佢啦。
It must be severed. It must be severed from you.
啊，所以这些是一同时进行的。在真理里边行走，在爱里边行走，在光明里边行走。
So these three must take place concomitantly. So together, you must walk in love, you must walk in light, and you must also walk in truth.
当我们在那里做这些属灵运动的时候呢，
And as you exercise in this way, the spiritual exercise,
就是讲这三样，你在里面做这些运动，在这里行走，在这里学习这些属灵运动的时候。
So that means these three things. We practice these three things. And that's how we exercise ourselves spiritually.
是对你的属灵的身量是大有好处。
And it will be a great benefit to the health of your spiritual maturity.
你知道吗？原来在人的身体里面呢，有些坏的胆固醇，有好的胆固醇的。
Do you realize that even in terms of cholesterol, that there are quote unquote good cholesterol, but there's also bad cholesterol?
咁如果当你要运动的时候呢，会增加你嗰啲好嘅胆固醇嘅。
As you exercise, you actually are able to increase the level of your good cholesterol.
咁我问呢啲医药专家，咁啲好嘅胆固醇呢，会唔会赶走啲坏嘅胆固醇？
So let me ask someone who is in the health field. So will having an increase in the good cholesterol automatically kick out or remove the bad cholesterol?
会唔会噶？我唔知啊，我真系问下啫。会唔会啊？好嘅胆固醇帮咗坏嘅胆固醇少啲嘅咧吓？唔会噶吓，但系有好嘅胆固醇咧，就对身体有好处啦。
But we all know that having good cholesterol will be beneficial to the health of that individual.
所以咧，当你嚟到做属灵嘅运动嘅时候咧，对我哋身体有好处嘅。
So when you exercise in this way, spiritually speaking, it is actually for the good of the whole person.
嗱，而家讲咗第二点啦，第二点里边有三个细点就讲咗啦吓，而家讲第三点啦。
Okay, so we just finished point two of our sharing today, and within point two, of course, of walking in the Lord were three sub-points. So now we're on to point number
three.
So we hope that you will not just limit yourself to just a point one, sort of like, oh, that's my hope. But we hope that you progress to be able to start maybe our point two. Don't end up with an excuse to say, well, I just accept the Lord. I don't know what to do. That would be terrible.
你从来冇熟练运动嘅，咁你啊实系心脏病啊、血压高啊嗰啲全部嚟晒啦，熟练嘅吓。
If you never put forth, exerted yourself in spiritual exercise, then that means you're encumbered with spiritual diabetes, spiritual hypertension.
好啦，当我有呢个嘅熟练运动嘅时候咧，咁如果个生命里边如果攞一棵树嚟做一个例子啊，慢慢佢会生根噶啦吓。
So, if we do exert spiritual exercise, exert ourselves in spiritual exercise, then we can be like this. And so we're going to use the analogy of a tree. So a tree, once it's planted, it must set down roots.
这些的熟龄运动其实有个养分来的。就是我们的水啊那些肥料啊那些下去了。有熟龄运动。
So in actuality, the spiritual exercise brings forth what is needed, nutrients. So whether it be water or fertilizer that's needed for that particular tree to be able to grow.
咁你睇一棵树强壮定唔强壮，外边你睇佢结果子。
Well, when you look at a tree, you would judge to see whether it's stout or not. You can tell, well, how? Then you can look and say, well, is it bearing fruit?
但呢其实一棵树强唔强壮呢是决定喺佢根嘅里边。
But in reality, it's not how strong that trunk is, nor whether there's fruit there. It's really how deep the roots have now grown.
如果佢下边啲根系坏嘅，扭坏嘅，呢棵树好极有限。
If the roots themselves are diseased, then no, it doesn't matter how strong it looks. That tree is not going to be there for very long.
因为咧有啲嘅佢生长个环境各方面的因素限制了。
Now, some may not be able to set down roots very deep, and that's because of the environment that particular tree finds itself.
好多年前呢，我买了一棵水晶梨回来种。水晶梨啊。一棵树啊回来种。Asian pear.
So, I had purchased an Asian pear tree, and I planted it in my backyard.
种了几个月都挺好的。
Now,a couple of months went on and it seemed though I was progressing pretty well.
我想象到那些又肥又大又甜美的果子啊。
And so what danced in my head were these images of ripe and juicy Asian pears.
怎知过得几个月怎么那些叶凹晒不如落晒呢
But after a couple of months went on and I started noticing that the leaves started to wither or droop and then pretty soon it started to fall off.
那就摸一棵树啊它动得的。
And I would go ahead and touch, or I would feel around the tree and realize, oh, it's kind of shaky. And I sort of pulled at it and the whole tree came out from the ground. As it turns out, the roots were diseased because there were pests that had eaten. Because gophers had eaten the roots of that tree. We know full well roots, the purpose for having roots is so that it would be able to bring the nutrients that's required for the tree into the tree. But if the roots are already eaten up, then there's no way for the nutrient to come. Now, how does a tree draw from its nutrients? How does that work? Well, it's actually in a very hidden fashion. It's something that we cannot visibly see because it's underneath.
So in every Christian, there is a hidden, hidden, spiritual work that people don't know. Only He and the Lord know.
In a similar way, for every Christian, there is this particular aspect of living, of life with the Lord that is unseen by anyone else. There is done in secret, is done as a slow process. No Christian can become immediately or all of a sudden a spiritual Christian. They cannot all of a sudden become a mature Christian. What it requires is a long process, slowly absorbing all the nutrients that are required behind the scenes.
但这个他与主与他这个这么隐藏的交通呢，是没有人知道的，只有他和主知道，这个密室里面的交通。
And this involves the intimate fellowship that that individual must have with Jesus Christ. This intimate fellowship no one else can know about except for that individual.
所以如果我们没有在密室里面与主的交通，无论你默想、读经、祷告都好，如果你没有这个功课的话，你的生命有限。
So if we do not have a regular practice of fellowship with Jesus Christ, and that means, of course, in the area of meditating upon His Word, reading His Word, meditating upon Him, and prayer, if we do not have these particular aspects in our daily lives, then no matter how much you want it, you cannot be a mature Christian.
外边是人看到的，地下是人看不到的。Externally,
everyone can see it, but what happens underneath, beneath the ground, no one can see it.
所以圣经主耶稣咪讲到，你喺密室里边祷告你天上嘅父，我父必报答你。
And that's why the Lord tells us that whatever you ask for in secret, whatever you ask for, ask my Father for, I will give to you.
我又看看究竟有什么情形可以伤害一棵树的生长。
So now let's look, what type of environment or what type of things, factors in to, make, to bring, the, bring deterioration to a tree?
这个呢其实呢就跟在路加福音 在第八章第十二节讲紧，或喺四福音度度都讲噶啦，讲撒种嘅比喻系有关系。This
is consistent with what we find in all the Gospels, actually. But in Luke chapter 8 specifically, talks about the sowing of the seeds and the environment, the soil that received the seeds.
讲主撒种喺四种嘅情况底下，有一啲咧撒咗喺路旁啊。 但是呢,魔鬼来就将这个神的道呢,就拿走了,这个种子就是神的话来的。
And so, we know that there are four different types of soil that the seed can fall into. The first is it's just the road. The seed falls onto the road. And so this is just like the devil who comes and takes away the word from that person's heart so that they will not believe.
这个种子就是神的道。地上边就是讲到人的心。
The seed, of course, is the word of God. The road, or the hard road, that refers to the heart of that individual.
落在路上边，其实旧时嗰啲唔系石屎路啊，都系泥路嚟噶。Because
you know, in the past, of course, they didn't have gravel, right? They didn't have cement, so therefore, it was not concrete roads.
It was merely dirt roads.
啊，咁但系咧路咧俾好多人行，踩到咩啊？踩到实嘅，所以咧啊养分进唔到去。
But nevertheless, even though it's dirt roads, as people continue to travel over it, they are walking on it, and so they pat it all down, so that it becomes a hard path or a hard road. But a seed that falls onto that, it cannot dig itself in. So therefore, it's just like a hardened road that cannot receive the seed.
啊，大家要留意咧呢四个比喻咧，一方面系讲到福音，啊，一方面咧都讲到啊信主嘅人啊属灵生命嘅生长。
We have to look at this particular parable actually in a different way maybe than what we're used to. Yes, on the one hand, it is talking about the gospel and how gospel is received by individuals, but on the other hand, it also reflects how we as Christians live our day-to-day life.
落喺路上边咧，就嗰人啊，个心好似啲路咁踩实晒，好心硬嘅。
And so the first example, of course, is the one with a hardened heart.So that it's patted all down, it's so hard that it cannot be penetrated.
啊，所以从来冇根嘅，啊，仇敌嚟就将个诶，俾一啲啊藉口啊，诶，俾啲反对嘅嘢，佢就将嗰度攞走咗，神嘅话攞走咗。
So the seed has no place to be root, put down roots. So the enemy comes and it brings either an excuse and brings some other types of things that are not so fortunate maybe. And immediately, the seed is taken away. That means the word is taken away from that heart.
啊，另外一种呢就是落在石头上边的。啊，啲人听了呢啊开始很开心。啊，但呢圣经讲明他落石头上边有没有根啊，没根的。
The second example, of course, are the seeds that fall on rocky soil. So the Bible tells us that initially there is a great joy in receiving the word. But, as it also says,There is no firm root that is placed down.
啊，遇到试炼咧，咁佢就退后啦。
And when that individual experiences temptation, then they fall away.
呢个我都常见啊，好多时啲人嘅福音叫，啊，见到好多人举手，啊，举手去信啊，啊，举手未必信，有好多有部分系欢喜领受啊，但系落喺石头上边。
So we see that even in our midst, there are many.People who walk through the door during a gospel meeting sits down and hear and listens and raises their hand and say, I believe. And yet, they are just like this. They love to hear, but unfortunately, there is no root that is set, and so therefore, their faith is not there.
我是需要看这些种子落了是不是落在石头上边，落在什么上边。落在石头上边就是说他遇到一些试炼，就是要付代价的。就是说，哎呀，你信得主啊，你好，做咁样唔荣耀主喎，咁哎呀咁样，咁唔制，我翻翻世界嗰边吓。
So we have to look to see for those individuals who have this rocky soil that we're talking about, is we can only tell when temptation comes. So for that individual, maybe they've heard, oh, well, to be a Christian, that means you have to pay a price. Maybe in this particular area, you know, Christians shouldn't be doing that type of thing. And so for them, they think, really? If I'm a Christian, then I can't do that? Oh, I'd rather not. Then they go back to their old way of living. Because they were never truly saved, there was never a root that was set down in their hearts. It's only a temporary acceptance of the gospel. Just as the Bible says, whenever then opposition come, or as actually it says temptation, when the temptations come, then they retreat.
啊，这两种人呢都是没得救的，
so,
没根的啊。
Neither of these two scenarios, those individuals in that scenario have been saved.
啊，咁我盼望我今天坐在这里，个个都有根啊，我不知道你有没有根，主知道啊，你自己检查一下自己，哎，我有没有根的啊，会不会遇到试炼，我走开啊，就不制呢啊。
So I don't know. I'm hoping that all the people that are seated here today, that you would truly be saved, so that there really are roots that have been set down in your heart for the Lord. Hopefully that you're not one of those that once temptations come, that you give way.
第三种呢，有根啊，你哋啊，但系咧，佢啊听咗道走开，但系咧落咗荆棘里边喎，荆棘里咩？今生嘅思虑啊，钱财啊，全部都系塞住晒。
So,the third scenario is the seeds that fall into, among the thorns. So they've heard it, they've set down roots in fact, but now all of a sudden, other things come into play. Whether it's money worries, whether it's, other concerns, it comes in and sort of, infiltrates their life.
啊，有生命喎， 但呢，他的生命很弱。
Now, this individual, they have life, but the life is very, very weak.
亦都有一些根，但根不强壮。
There are roots that are set, but they're not deep roots.
咁所以佢结唔到籽粒。
And so therefore, they are not able to bear fruit.
所以唔系讲有冇根，吓佢都有生命，但系呢棵树好瘦弱吓。
Now it's no longer are we talking about roots, because there are roots, shallow as they may be, there are still roots, but yet they are not able to bear forth any fruit.
呢啲信徒咧，我哋都见到有嘅。
And we see those type of Christians around as well.
你话佢唔信主咩？佢真系信主。
If you say no, that person doesn't believe in the Lord. No, that person does believe in the Lord.
但佢信几多？有限公司。
But you say how much?Are they, how much do they believe in the Lord? Then it's very, very limited.
啊，一遇到，哎呀，世界，哇，呢度有 party 啊，星期日，啊，我又去 party 啦，啊。
They encounter things of this world. For example, if they're invited to a party on Sunday, well, I'm sorry, they're going to go to the party.
佢做工都唔去谂下嗰个工应唔应该做嘅，总有钱搵我就啊，唔知易与不易我都唔理啦，有钱就系易啦，啊。
Maybe opportunity comes for them to be able to earn some money.Then they don't look to see what type of work it is, but just the fact that, oh, there's an opportunity there for to get money. So they throw themselves into it.
你明白？你我哋都见到啊，有唔少基督徒系咁样样嘅。
Now, brothers and sisters, we've all seen it. There are many Christians who are like that.
啊，但落喺好土里边咧，就系个心系柔软嘅。
But now, for the seeds that falls into good soil, that means the soil is accepting. Accepting the seed.
它能够结出30倍、60倍的果实出来。
The heart for that person is tender, and so they are able to bring forth fruits, many folds.
这些人呢不是天生是这样的。
Now, realize that it's not by nature that those persons are that way.
这些人呢都是曾经试过被钱财、今生的思虑来到烦扰。
They too have gone through the process as the third category of people. They too have had opportunities, temptations, or trials come their way, whether it be worries or whether it be finances that have come forth.
啊，但佢哋愿意将呢啲荆棘攞开。
But they were more than willing to uproot the thorns in their lives and to throw them all away.
啊，佢哋遇见试都曾经遇过试炼嘅，但遇见啲试炼嘅时候，佢愿意将啲石头攞开，成为好土。
They've encountered trials and temptations, but when they do, they were more than willing to remove the stones and the rocks that were in their way and to get it out of their lives.
一棵树必须受过这个风雨的洗礼，它才能够强壮。
A tree realistically must go through the seasons, the cycle of seasons with wind and rain.
所以刚才我说有什么能够伤害一棵树啊？
So we were talking back to you earlier, what then are the factors that can damage a tree?
啊，就系呢啲各方啊，个杂草有杂草，有荆棘嚟，有难处嚟，你唔去对付啊啊，咁养分落唔到去啦，呢棵树自然就好弱啦。
Well, on the one hand, it's weeds. If weeds come, then that means it blocks you the root from being able to be formed. So you have to uproot the weeds.
所以盼望我哋喺呢个从呢个比喻里边啊，我哋睇见喺基督里边行走，呢棵树要生长咧，我哋必须要经历呢几方面嘅事情。
So we have to understand, in the process of our maturation, in the process of our growth, we must also experience each and every one of these parts in our lives.
啊，话最尾讲到建造啦吓。
Then lastly is to be built up.
啊，好快我要讲埋建造。
Let me just quickly touch on this last point.
啊，喺呢个啊路加福音六章四十六节。
In Luke chapter 6, verse 46, beginning verse 46.
啊，六章四十六节呢度讲到咧有一个人。来到建造一个房子。
It tells us that there is a man here that's going to build a house.
第四十八节咁讲嘅。
In verse 48, it tells us.
如果有人盖呢个房子咧，挖地基挖到好深，建喺呢个将间屋个地基建喺磐石上边咧，大水嚟嘅时候咧，水冲过房子咧，房子都唔会喐，因为呢个根基系立喺个磐石上边。
So it tells us of a man who was building a house who dug deep in order to lay a foundation on the rock.And so when the floods come and the torrents come, the house stands because the torrents could not shake it from its foundation. It was well built.
因为要掘泥掘到咁深，仲要打地基打落个磐石度，好辛苦。有一个人就听，好似三个小猪嘅故事，大家听过啦，系嘛？咁咧就喺嗰个泥土上边起一间屋，佢冇打地基嘅。
But you know full well that that's only one example. In order for us to dig deep, that means you have to exert a lot of effort. In order for you to connect your house to the foundation, it takes a lot of effort. But we've all heard the story about the three pigs, right? So the alternative to this is someone who builds a house of hay and straw. But here, what follows is the second example of someone who doesn't build with a strong enough foundation. Now, outwardly speaking, if you look at the house looks exactly the same as the first scenario. It's the only difference is that their foundation is not as deep as the first foundation. They actually built their house on sand and not on rock. And this then becomes the vital difference.
So
we might have this question. What is the rock versus what is soil, spiritually speaking? We think, oh, it's the truth. So if he builds it on truth, then of course that's solid rock. If he didn't build it on truth, then that's just soil or dirt. Or we might think, oh, rock, that refers to Jesus Christ. So, if the foundation is on Jesus Christ, then of course that house is going to be sturdy and will not fall down. Now, those interpretations are correct, but it is different from the context of this particular parable. Because the Lord Himself actually explains the parable for us. In verse 46, again, it is Jesus Christ who is saying, Lord, some are calling me Lord, Lord, but yet do not do what I say.
凡到我这里来,听见我的话,就去行的,我要告诉他们,他们似什么人。
The Lord goes on to say in verse 47, everyone who comes to me and hears my words and acts on them, now I will show you whom he is like.
所以呢,凡是听见主的话,你就去行的,你就是在磐石上边。So
in other words, whenever you hear the word of God and then you do it, then you are like that house that is on solid rock.
你听到主的话,你没有照着去行,
if you hear the word of God and yet you do not follow it, then that means you have built your house on soil and sand. This is Colossians chapter 2, once again. Therefore, as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him. So that means that if you do it, then you are building your house on solid rock. But if you said you did the first part, which was to receive Christ Jesus the Lord, but you don't walk, all you do is stand there, then you are like that person who built his house on soil. That person heard it, but they didn't follow, they didn't do anything about it. This is not what God intends for all of us.
What
we have to do it. Now, the other thing, of course, is you do whatever it is that you're able to do. That means that if whatever you've heard, that's all you need to do. You cannot compare yourself to someone who has now a lot of spiritual knowledge. Oh no, only then are they fortifying themselves in solid rock. No, that's not right. The more God permits for you to know, then the more you should walk in it. A lot of times we have this misunderstanding that it's okay for me just to believe, but believing is not the full story. That is not enough. One time, some other people have brought come to Jesus Christ and said, oh, your mother and your brothers are outside waiting for you.
路加福音8章21节,
it was recorded in Luke chapter 8, verse 21.
耶稣说, 听了神的道而遵行的人,
but the Lord's response was, my mother and my brother are those who hear the word of God and do it.
所以呢, 人称义不是因着信,
so, to be righteous is not just by faith.
那是因着行为,
James tells us that what completes that faith is works.
所以人称义不是因着信,
so, to be righteous is not just by faith, but is also by the accompanying work.
希望你没误解我这个说话,
but I hope, brothers and sisters, do not misunderstand the statement that I just made.
哪些是跟主耶稣有关系的人呢?
Who has a relationship with Jesus Christ?
跟他有生命关系的是被他承认的呢?
It is the one who is going to be the one whom he will acknowledge.
就是听了神的道的人,
it is just the one who hears his words, who will hear the word of God? No.
听了神的道而遵行的人,
but it is those who hear the word of God and do it.
我们今天交通安乐停在这里。
I'll end my sharing here today.
主啊,我们感谢,我们赞美你。
Lord, we praise and thank you.
主啊,你将你的话,主啊,向我们了解开。
You have revealed your words to us.
主啊,在我们里面做一个肉身。
Lord, may this be imparted into us.
愿意叫我们遇见试探,遇见各样的试炼,主啊,我们都能够死己。
So that even amidst temptations or trials, that we are able to stand steadfast.
主啊,吸引我们的心,无论付什么代价,我们愿意起来。
Capture our hearts so that no matter what the price is that we have to pay, that we are willing to pay it and to walk with you. May we be able to walk in love and may we be able to walk in light.
Oh, 主啊,
may we be able to set down roots in you so that we might be strong.
叫我听见主的话,
that when we hear the word of God, that we will do it.
根基立在磐石上面,
so that we are ones who have set our foundations upon the rock.
外面有什么风雨,
no matter what the torrent or what the storm is like on the outside, that we are not afraid.
似是而非来的道理,
even if convincing words that comes forth or lies that comes forth, we are not afraid.
你给我们属灵的风那个预备,
that we would be fully prepared for the storms that lies ahead.
主要你给我们何等丰盛,属灵的丰富,
and that we are able to enjoy the richness and the abundance in the Spirit.
但主要叫我们在你里面去行走,实际得着这个真正的属灵的丰富,
may we really be able to walk in such a way to be able to procure for ourselves, to secure for ourselves these abundance and this richness of the heavenly places.
愿主祝福你的教会,
may the Lord bless his own church. May the man's heart be given unto the Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ we pray.
Amen.
Amen.